The subtitle of our message this evening is Pray with a Deep Sense of Respect. And our text is the same as our scripture lesson. When you talk to God in prayer, do you have the feeling that you are standing on holy ground? Do you then take off your shoes before Him? Today we note that the first petition of the Lord's Prayer teaches us to pray with a sense of awe and respect for our Heavenly Father. That is the first concern, above all others. The first thing we are to say to our Father is, Hallowed be thy name. There is a paradox in this. That there is a paradox in this should not overly concern us. Many truths in life have two sides that must be kept in a sort of healthy tension. Jesus' instruction about prayer teaches us that we may be personal and intimate with God, and as though we were His children. But at the same time, we know that God is more than just a buddy next door, or more than the man upstairs. To look at the paradox from the other side, we are to approach God with a deep sense of respect. But that doesn't call for timidity or fear that keeps us at a distance from Him, for He is our loving Father. Playing on Moses' experience in the text that we read earlier, it says that, like Moses, we surely are to take off our shoes and be aware that the holy ground on which we stand when we pray is sacred. But unlike Moses, we are actually invited to approach the burning bush. And that's the difference. It's not easy to practice sincere respect for God all the time in a society that so commonly practices the opposite. This affects how we act toward God. Remember, the Bible says that when you disrespect earthly authorities, parents, teachers, employers, governing officials, you are actually disrespecting God. For such authority figures are God's representatives to us in a human society. Every now and then, you still see the bumper sticker that says, disrespect authority, question authority. Many of you have maybe seen that. We all know that obedience to human authority should not be blind obedience. But when a social attitude is fostered that makes questioning authority, not respecting authority, the primary concern, the foundation of that society is threatened. That society will not live long upon the earth. When personal rights and freedoms are emphasized and uplifted to become the primary concern, it leads to everyone did what was right in his or her own eyes. That's Judges 17, verse 6. And the rights of others and of society as a whole are threatened. Spousal abuse, child abuse, casual killing, often because we don't fit in or feel disrespected ourselves, are extreme examples of this. Careless littering that trashes freeways, streets, parking lots, and other people's property, though not as extreme, are also symptoms of the general disrespect for others in our society. It's important for us to remember who we are and who God is. It may not be easy to approach God in prayer with a deep sense of respect when in our society, disrespect is so common. But Jesus insists that if we want to approach prayer in a meaningful way, it must begin with respect. Thus, in the prayer he taught us, hallowed be thy name, is first. So in a sense, we do need to learn to take our shoes off as we approach God in prayer. Our worship together models this as well. Following ancient Christian tradition, we always begin our worship by rehearsing basic Bible truths. We are sinners. We need God's forgiveness. He has forgiven us in Christ. That is called absolution and confession. It's that basic truth that draws us again and again into a faith relationship with God and with the Holy One who invites us to call him Father. It is this basic truth that also gives us a mindset in which we revere his name and want nothing more to love than to love and serve him. It's also this basic truth that leads us to pray in all sincerity and truth, hallowed be thy name. Every time we say it, it is a recommitment to a lifestyle in which we let God be God, and specifically, let him be our God in daily living. There are also a couple of very practical steps that will help us to cultivate the mindset in which we approach him with a deep sense of reverence. We'll discuss two of those here. Number one would be to keep our appointments with him. Keep our appointments with God. The Lord's Day is our day to be with his people, assembled to praise the Lord and to be instructed by the Holy Spirit. It's a day to come to the house of God together, take off our shoes, be in his presence, and be strengthened in faith and life through word and the sacrament. Very little in life should be allowed to interfere with that schedule. A pastor once in his 60s, when he developed a severe case of pneumonia and had to be hospitalized. He was mainly upset that he would be in the hospital bed over the weekend and wouldn't be in church. See, it would be the first time in his life that he wasn't in church on Sunday. And for this, he lamented, not for the fact that he had pneumonia. So as we are able, attending the Lord's house on Sunday is a way that we hold to that truth of hallowed be thy name. We also need daily appointments for communicating with him. A teacher once asked, why do we need to set times for prayer and Bible reading? The answer that came back was essentially this: if we don't have appointments with God and faithfully keep them, we may neglect our communion with him or forget about it altogether and go through our days without so much as a thought about God. That happens to me sometimes. When it's not the first thing I think of, it may not be the last thing I think of. So sometimes we have to train ourselves that way. Number two, as we pray, we should involve our whole person in the attitude of respect. We talk about body language quite often. Today, even the position of our bodies may have some influence on how we approach God with a deep sense of respect. Charles Lamb said that to a gathering of people in his day, if Shakespeare were to walk into this room, we would all stand. If Jesus Christ walked into this room, we would all kneel. Here in church, we do kneel as we receive the Lord's Supper, but our Lutheran tradition also makes standing a sign of respect for God. So we follow also in this tradition. We stand to hear the Holy Gospel as we think of Jesus himself speaking through the assigned Holy Gospel each Sunday. We stand to say the creeds together. We stand to pray. What we are doing in effect, if you think about it, is taking off our shoes in the presence of God, as if we were standing on holy ground. It's helpful to remember that the importance of body language when we, for instance, when we fold our hands and bow our head to pray privately. In the end, however, we know that our showing respect for God has less to do with the position of our bodies or the times we set for prayer as it does with the way our lives reflect a deep awareness of God, of who God is, and who we are. In that awareness, we will consciously live our everyday mindful of being involved in anything that might threaten our relationship with our Father in heaven. In that awareness, we will also consciously live our everyday loving to be involved in everything that enables Him to draw us closer and enables us to express our love for the one who loved us first. Moses left his encounter with God at the burning bush to become the great prophet and liberator, lawgiver, of whom it is said the Lord knew him face to face. What do you think we will become, and what will be said about us as we regularly see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ? He will become God's living instrument to reflect his very nature to the world around us. Amen.